singing and playing, okay? So we get right to it. And, so this next song I'm going to do, I'm pretty sure that most of you out there know that in February, Spider and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, yeah? I don't know how he does it. But anyway, you know, we've been together almost 34 years now, and we bring a lot of songs together. And in the beginning, we wrote songs that were about other people's problems, things we read in the newspaper, etc. But as time went on, we started writing songs that were about our own relationship. This is one of those songs.
Just when you think you got it down, you're hard to please. Okay, how you find New Yorkers doing out there? Of course, we have the finest New York water in our hands right here. You know that. Okay, here's our little our story. It's a very short one. It goes like this. How about anyone under the age of
40.
Okay, it goes like this. In the month of May of 1979, Patricia and I were both living in New York City at the time. We were introduced to one another. She had an idea and I had a plan. So we got on an airplane. We left the East Coast to the West Coast. 28 days later, we had a record complete called In the Heat of the Night. Now, I'm not very good at math and I wasn't very good at school. I was, didn't spend a whole lot of time in school. I was too busy mending, stealing, pounding ivory and doing a lot of stuff and getting myself in a lot of trouble. But I'm going to tell you this, one thing I do know, 34 years later, we're still here. Thanks for taking the journey with us.
Close your eyes and try to dream. Be alive and do your best.
Okay, so two songs. I wrote an autobiography. It's called Between the Heart and the Rockers. And I had a really great time doing it. It was lots of fun. I got to go back and reminisce about how I started the band, how I met Spider, all that great stuff. And I'm so freaking old now that I actually had to Google myself a few times. It's very bad. There was a lot of fun doing it. And this next song is one of the stories in the book, and it goes like this. That in 1981, we were in Oklahoma getting ready to a big rock festival called Rock in Oklahoma. And we were in this crummy motel on the side of the road somewhere, and he said, we didn't even have a lot of money, so we just dumped into the motel. And our manager came in and said, hey, remember that video that you shot about 3 weeks ago on the air for the first time today on a new TV station called MTV? We became the second video ever played on MTV. It was the first time I played with the keyboard player, bass player, and the drummer. Spider is actually the first guitar player to ever play on MTV. Which of course makes him older than dirt. So we're doing a song for you.
Let me come up with a good name for it. So I came up with the name of Pain. So So we'll call it her pain. The reason we call it pain is because it kind of fights back. It's very difficult. Gets out of place. It's not easy to do this thing. And it kind of fights me back. And it also reminds me of an angry woman. When a woman gets mad, you know what I'm saying? You're not working with that. So they can cause you a lot of pain. So I call her pain. This song relates really well to this guitar.
I'm not afraid to die. started it all.